Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini-pod. I'm your host, Sonia Paul, and today we are loitering at an audio hackathon in San Francisco. And I'm joined here with a special guest who actually works in audio and has been for a long time. Can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Claire Mullen, and right now I'm an audio engineer and sound designer at a show called Reveal.
First question, we're at an audio hackathon. What does it mean to hack audio?
From my experience, what I think most people are talking about when they're talking about hacking audio is actually more about the user experience and about reaching new audiences that we don't reach with audio as a mode of transmitting information to people and a mode of consuming information. So there's print, there's video, but audio is kind of a younger industry. And we are trying to figure out ways to find new listeners.
Why is it hard to find new listeners?
Audio is more difficult to share than print in general, I think. We have a lot of people, specifically with podcasts, who are listening who tend to be younger, tend to be really tech-savvy social media users, but there's so many other people out there who aren't getting the information and maybe don't even know that podcasts exist. And it's hard also to share, if you share an entire hour-long podcast with me, I might not listen to it. If you share 5 minutes with me, maybe I'm more likely to listen.
I often wonder this. Do you sometimes think that creators of podcasts overestimate how much time people actually have to sit and listen to something that's anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour? I mean, I think people will sit and read this great long form magazine article. Is the same true for audio?
Yeah. I mean, I would also argue that a lot of people probably are not reading all the way through long form articles.
True. Or it's definitely a certain segment of the population that does, which kind of is counterintuitive to the idea of reaching more audiences or broadening the audience for this industry, right?
Right. And I think what we really need to do is to make content that people are interested in, and that's also part of diversifying newsrooms, is bringing people in who are not traditional news makers, maybe in the sense of people who are maybe from different communities who have more of an idea of what people want to be listening to, connecting with, in those communities.
Right. Another question that is something that's been simmering in my mind. Because, I feel like if I'm reading something, I need to sit and concentrate on that in order to really read it through. I think now with so much news, there's a tendency to skim articles. Can you skim audio? Do we want people to skim audio? How will we get them to actually sit and concentrate if they're actually doing something else while they're listening?
Yeah, skimming audio is really difficult because if you're in the car and you're listening to radio, you can't rewind. That's nice about a podcast that you can. What was the rest of the question?
How will we get people to actually pay attention? I mean, to listen carefully. Actually, I think in general, people probably don't listen very well in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having a heart-to-heart.
Yeah.
We're going to listen. But if you're having a casual conversation, people check their phones while talking to other people. They're having their wandering eyes. You can tell when someone's not paying attention to when you're talking. So for some people, you want people to actually sit and pay attention. You work at Reveal, which does investigations, you want people to listen and do something actionable after, probably. So how can we think about that when we're trying to hack audio now?
I think if we want people to really listen, number one is we need to make things that they want to listen to. So I think that a lot of people who maybe feel alienated by traditional NPR shows, we're not going to reach them by continuing to make those shows, So I think a lot of it is making things that people want to listen to.
Hopefully you're listening to this mini-pod.
I think it's also making people aware that these things even exist. So that's kind of what this whole audio hackathon is about figuring out how to reach those people and let them know that we even exist.
Well, that's all we have for today of Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini-pod. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Goodbye.